When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Conspiracy, the show, with your hosts, Adam Todd Brown and Connor McSpadden.
Hey everybody, welcome to Conspiracy, the show. I'm Adam Todd Brown.
I'm Connor McSpadden.
Who are you?
Oh, I'm Olivia Hydar.
Joining us for the second episode in a row. Not the second week in a row. We took a week off. What did everyone do?
Oh, I talked to Olivia on the couch about Last Jedi.
Yeah, while you
tried to figure out why your water was off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a great break. I can't believe that took 14 days.
Yeah. Yeah. We got
to the bottom of it, though. We really figured it out.
Honestly, the best discussion between people who have different opinions about The Last Jedi that's ever been had.
And we did agree that Luke is probably in the Soul Stone. So
yeah, of course, yeah.
I was excited because we talked a couple weeks ago. We did a conspiracy theorist buyer's guide episode.
Oh, yeah.
About all the things
that
you
was
could
a
buy.
Fun one.
Yeah, it was really fun, and I bought an Orgone blaster.
Did you have
Do we unwrap it, or is it supposed to stay in
its
protective
pouch? No, you can unwrap
it. Okay, they're giving it to you, like, you know when you have a friend on Instagram that starts a homemade soap company that goes under in 3 months?
Yeah.
It's the same bags.
Right.
You know?
And it's got a personalized note that is torn from an envelope, I believe, the piece of paper they used anyway, a handwritten note.
It says, thank you for your purchase. Free gift, Black Sun Orgone Skull. Namaste, Jason/Orgone Odyssey. And this guy has bad handwriting. This is not the craftsman's, like, fucking skilled...
Terrible handwriting.
...pen that I would look for from,
an
like,
Orgone
an artisanal
blaster,
good.
An Orgone blaster does not fend off bad penmanship. And yeah, we got the Orgone
like
blaster...
I could write this.
Which, it looks like a Dungeons & Dragons dice.
It does, yeah.
It looks like a D20. I thought it was at first.
Yeah.
Now, how do we make it blast? Because right now, it's just being a rock.
I think it's just I think it's blasting in your face all the time.
Ooh.
And
it's so great. I'm going to talk all this shit and get, like, thumb cancer from holding this thing.
And the minute I pulled it out, the water stopped working in my apartment.
It is true.
So we did get it to protect from government surveillance, but we figured out it also blocks government services, you know.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Adam's food stamps are canceled. We don't get mail anymore.
Yeah, and it came with a...
They haven't taken out the trash. Like, it's a whole deal.
It came with a second one that's shaped like a skull, which, if it's something that's warding off negative energies and demons and things...
And this is made of plastic.
You gotta fight. You gotta fight fire with fire when it comes to Orgone blasting.
It's just a plastic skull.
That scares away the really metal-ass demons.
Well, this
you know?
Is like... when they in Renaissance paintings, when they would include like a skull or a skeleton in like an otherwise normal painting to include the idea of death.
Oh, sure, sure.
That's they like to do that. They're like, hey, this lady's pretty now, but just so you know,
death happens.
Yeah.
It's coming.
So, as promised on the last episode, we're talking about some more celebrities who believe in conspiracy theories. And I say some more because if you're not a subscriber, you don't know the magic that was our last episode.
Guys.
Where we did a track-by-track review
of
rapper B.O.B.'s Flat Earth mixtape.
When you said some more, I thought comedian some more had been a late addition to the list. And I was like, oh, maybe that's why she doesn't talk
you
to
know,
Monique.
It's worth it to subscribe to the Patreon just to hear those sick beats, honestly.
Yeah, and I mean, you could go out and hear them on SoundCloud.
Yes, you could.
But... we wouldn't be talking over
them. But we do. We podcast on top of them, which is the white man's rapping.
It's
sure
podcasting.
Is.
Yeah. we have the same kind of cult. I mean, we do breakdancing and graffiti art and it's a whole turntablism.
All of that shit. Lots of champagne.
Oh, it's everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Very materialistic.
Thank you, though, for the champagne.
We're trying to start like our own like 90s New York Zulu Nation thing, but with podcasts.
Yeah.
You know?
And without the leader being a pedophile.
Yes.
Well, was the leader of Zulu Nation?
Africa Bambaataa, yeah.
Really? Because that was like Tribe Called Quest and Missy Elliott and all of them, right?
Yeah, it came out not that long ago, like
Yeesh.
A few years back, that he was molesting people.
Not good.
Bad times.
And like Africa boy, Bada. I don't. What wasn't even good.
No.
So the story that inspired me to want to do this episode.
Just gonna dive right in.
Let's just dive right in. Should we, or did we have other things?
No, to add first.
No, I can do 20 more minutes on things that don't happen now that the Oregon Blaster's here. But I mean, I think we're all filled up on that bit.
Yeah, I feel empowered to continue with the protection of the Oregon Blaster here.
Yeah.
Steph Curry thinks the moon landing was faked. And
sure does.
That story just came out a few days ago. He was on The Ringer's podcast. The Ringer is a sports website, and they have a website hosted by NBA legend Vince Carter and some other dude. And they were, in the course of this podcast, somehow the moon landing comes up, and everyone agreed it was fake, including Steph Curry. He said they were going to come kill him for saying that. Like,
yeah. He's like, well, if I can't jump there, surely.
Yeah.
I like that audacity that people always have where they're all right, I'm the one who's going to get killed for saying the moon landing was fake. It's like people have been saying that since moon landing.
They made movies about it.
Right.
Yeah, but like if you do a real one, that's when, you know, Nike, or not Nike, but I guess like, you know, that's when fucking Muscle Milk starts calling, is when you'd be like, well, yeah, they put crack in our community. Like, at that point, you may not get that Under Armour deal re-upped, but if it's just like moon shit, they're like, oh, that's one of those cute conspiracies. Yeah. We're like, oh, you're going to offend astronauts? There's like six of them. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, that's the they they're referring to as their sponsorships. And like, he wasn't the only one who agreed, and he's not the only flat earther, but Steph Curry is such a...
Is he a flat earther also?
Or, I mean...
Is
moon,
he though?
Moonlight. It would, probably.
I mean, those two seem to go hand in hand.
I think they do, yeah. Kyrie Irving is
maybe he's
a
hollow
earther. Oh, those...
I forget about them.
Have you ever... The best fights are between hollow earthers and flat earthers.
Interesting.
Couldn't it be both?
No.
Oh, okay.
Turns out, no.
Hollow earthers are when you see like the chocolate mint Cliff bar. You're like, oh, I forgot about that one. That's a good one.
You know what I saw just out in the world yesterday, or not yesterday, but a couple days ago? I saw one single solitary pack of white chocolate peanut M&Ms.
Whoa.
And I've never seen them before. I bought them. I ate them. They were great.
Yeah.
I haven't seen them since. I'd never seen them before.
I hope we eBay that and find out you just ate like $90.
It was at this shady market across the street from Vanessa Gritton's place that does have great produce. But also a really sketchy selection of sunglasses that are just in a bin.
Oh, fuck yeah. They fell off the truck bin.
Yeah.
Sunglasses.
And they just had one pack of white chocolate peanut M&Ms, and they were so good.
Was this the kind of store that also sells that spiky yellow ethnic fruit that I can never understand?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. I got to learn what those are someday and eat one, because I still have no idea.
I wonder if it's a durian. Those are the ones that smell like garbage.
They look like Dodoria from Dragon Ball Z, and that'll mean something to the folks listening at home. If that narrows down the fruit I'm trying to explain here with my colonizer's tongue.
Except wasn't he pink?
He was pink. Yeah, yeah. It's like a different colorway of Dodoria.
It's a yellow one.
Yeah.
Also, other celebrities who believe the moon landing was faked: Whoopi Goldberg and Marion Cotillard.
Marion. Cuckoo Cotillard.
Who is Cotillard?
She's an actress.
Okay.
She was the wife in Inception.
Well, I haven't seen any movies, no. So I'm not good at this.
Okay, then I'm not even going to try to
keep... That's going to make explaining who she is a lot
it'll
harder.
It'll be dead air. There's no way I'm going to get it.
You know those things you don't watch?
Yes.
She's in them.
Okay. Child pornography.
Yeah.
Just like to make it clear. That was not a big hit at the wedding. I went to my cousin's wedding.
Yeah,
I get seated next to this other, like, people that know the bride or whatever, and they're like, what do you do? And I'm sitting with my cousins, and they're like, oh, he's a comedian. He's a comedian. He's a television writer. And they're like, oh, really? Tell us all about it. And I'm like, fuck. And I just go, no, I'm actually a pedophile. And then they just didn't say shit to me.
It's definitely a way to get out of conversations.
That's how far I will go to not explain what I do.
I should mention, a lot of what we're going to talk about today comes from a really thorough article on thisisinsider.com called 15 Bewildering Conspiracy Theories That Celebrities Think Are True. And we're not going to cover them all, so go out and read the article as well. send them some business for doing our research for us
today.
Can
I just say, I've got a problem with that website title.
What is I didn't look into anything else about it.
It's called thisisinsider.com, but that presumes that there is already an insider.com, which means that it is not insider.com.
Oh, that's a great point.
That's like if you got the Adam Todd Brown and no one had taken Adam Todd Brown.
Right.
Yeah.
I did at one point have my name on Twitter as the Adam Todd Brown.
Yeah.
And I was like, why? What? Why am I doing that?
Why am I being so presumptuous here? Yeah.
That was way early into it.
I'm going to get Connor McSpadden who?
And this article, it has a really great quote from Marion Cotillard. Did a man really walk on the moon? I saw plenty of documentaries on it, and I really wondered. And in any case, I don't believe all they tell me, that's for sure.
No, you don't, Marion. No, you don't.
The problem with the moon landing being fake is it negates all my other favorite moon conspiracies, like we went up there and we found monsters and we're like, whoa, shit.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
I want that to be true.
That is a good one.
Yeah.
There's a passage in 2061, the sequel to 2001 A Space, or 2010 A Space Odyssey, where the Japanese crew lands on Europa and they get eaten by fucking octopuses, and it rocks.
Yep.
You know, like, I'm into all of those.
All those Space Odyssey sequels are crazy.
Arthur C. Clarke's a bad motherfucker.
He's got something going on in his brain.
But it's like 10 pages of a guy just describing how, like, Jupiter looks, and you're like, this is the best thing I've ever read.
I need to read that. yeah, I'm waiting for the footage of the Mars rover just getting destroyed by some crazy monster.
Getting got by a Ben 10 character.
Like, get up there, Elon Musk.
I am on record. I want aliens to be real so bad.
I'm on record for wanting Elon Musk to be on Mars. Am I right, guys?
Yeah.
If I go to Mars, I don't want him to stay here. But I do want to go to Mars. Send me to Mars. Join my GoFundMe.
I met John DiMaggio, like Bender's voice actor, and he was really nice. I got drunk with him. I never drink, but I'm like, I'm fucking getting drunk with Bender. And he's like hanging out with the speedweed guy, who's a Los Angeles comedy character that shows up to things and gives you weed. And you want to hit this? This is the one that Elon Musk smoked on Rogan. And he's like, no, asshole, I had Tesla stock. And I thought that was funny.
How about Bruce Willis? He's a JFK truther. He can't be the only. I mean, Oliver Stone.
I'm sure there's a bunch.
I'm sure there's a lot of those in Hollywood.
It's almost like one of those conspiracy theories that doesn't really count, you know, where it's just so mainstream.
Yeah. And it's also like the least shitty thing about Bruce Willis, probably. He seems like a real conservative dickhead.
The thing that bugged me the most about him is that he's terrible at reading. He's like dyslexic.
Oh, really?
He's fucking bad at
dyslexics.
He is not great at reading. Very nice guy, not a good reader.
Yikes. This is a quote from him. They still haven't caught the guy that killed Kennedy. I'll get killed for saying this. Nope. There it is again.
11 years later.
But I'm pretty sure those guys are still in power in some form. That was Bruce Willis in 2007 in a Vanity Fair interview. He did never get killed. Sounds like he's leaning towards the Bush family theory.
They did send him straight to DVD, though. They put him in his career in timeout because they're like, no, you can't be talking about the Kennedys, Mr. Willis.
That sounds like...
So he's like a Bush senior guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which Bush Sr. turns up at a lot of really important world events.
Oh, the fucking... His clip of him speaking at, I forget which president's funeral, when he's like, when Jack Kennedy was shot by a crazed gunman. Like, he delivers it like, just like that. It rocks. Go find it if you're interested. But yeah, he's fucking... He did that shit.
Yeah. I mean, George Bush was the director of the CIA for a long time. He's gotten into some clandestine shit.
George H.W. Bush, thank God.
Fuck that motherfucker.
The late George H.W. Bush was an absolute piece of shit, and so anything that would come out about him, I wouldn't be surprised by.
Yeah, yeah.
I liked the whole fucking... He loved goofy socks, though. If you see all those articles.
I know. His dog, his loyal companion. He had that dog for 6 fucking months.
Oh, yeah, and it's like, and Hitler ate a lot of cake.
Yeah.
Like,
and also, dogs love everybody. That's not an achievement.
Dogs are stupid.
Yeah,
they're bad.
They're really dumb.
Yeah. Yeah, the dog at the end of Green Room walks back to the Nazi. Like, dogs don't fucking know any better.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was actually trying to get George's gold that he got from Prescott, his dad.
Now, there's a whole bunch of celebrities who are 9/11 truthers, and I'm kind of counting on no one having read the notes this closely. Here's a list of 9/11 conspiracy theory truthers, and then I'm going to read a quote, and I want you to tell me who said it. Mark Ruffalo, Martin Sheen, Charlie Sheen, Marianne Cotillard, Ed Asner, Rosie O'Donnell, or Willie Nelson. And here's a quote. We see other towers of the same kind being hit by planes. Are they burned? There was a tower, I believe it was in Spain, which burned for 24 hours. It never collapsed. None of these towers collapsed. And there, in New York, in a few minutes, the whole thing collapsed. It was a money sucker because they were finished, it seems to me, by 1973. And to recable all that, to bring up to date all the technology and everything, that work was a lot more expensive than destroying them. Before you tell me who said it, I've never heard that theory. It's amazing.
Neither have I.
Well, that's because it comes from the one and only mind of the lovely Cuckoo Cotillard.
Marianne Cotillard, conspiracy theory hero. We need to do an episode about her, apparently. Yeah.
Honestly, she is the... When it comes to like listening to someone talk about conspiracy theories, because he didn't do it justice because he didn't have the French accent.
Right.
That's what
that would have given it away a little bit. But Willie Nelson!
There are a lot of really great Marion Cotillard quotes, including, I'm a normal person!
Yep.
I call them Cotillards, but I mean, it's just because I like branding. That's not even like one of the kind of makes sense. Like, why did they fly out to Saudi royal family the day before? It's not even like one of those.
Well, I know what she's talking about, though, I think, because I don't remember which episode we talked about it on.
I think it's the basic jet fuel doesn't melt steel beams argument.
Right, but it's the stuff at the end about, to recable the building.
Yeah, that's
so expensive.
Weird.
Yeah.
The World Trade Center was sold 6 months before it was attacked and collapsed. That's...
Okay.
Oh, and the guy who sold it just went, safe!
and the guy who bought it, everyone's like, he bought it and then filed an insurance claim after it was destroyed.
God,
it's like, oh man, why would you file an insurance claim on the World Trade Center?
On the most expensive building that exists.
People are like, why did he take out insurance?
Can't imagine.
Probably because you have to buy the World Trade Center.
Yeah, because it's like the fucking Hagia Sophia in the middle of Manhattan that had already been tried to be exploded before.
I'm
like,
surprised he could get insurance.
Yeah.
And
well, they do that to women that marry old rich dudes. It's like, well, you got a life insurance policy. It's like, no shit. It was Mel Brooks. Or whatever. You know, like, what are you?
I think, you know, I'm sure it's been discussed in this podcast many times why the whole burning thing doesn't pass muster.
Well, for one thing, jet fuel can melt steel.
Yes.
There are several YouTube videos that will demonstrate that.
That is like the key. But also, even if it didn't melt it, like just weakening it is enough to make it.
Right.
Hey, this is Truth Bomb Dad coming at you from Louisiana. We're doing a little backyard experiment. I made some homebrew thermite, and I've got my son's bicycle. And now we're going to see if 9/11 was correct.
And I know from watching Forged in Fire, which is one of the low-key best reality show, reality competition shows.
Fuck yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's like the Great British Baking Show, but they're making swords.
It's chopped for incels.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, underserved market.
And they'll even tell you that like if you're trying to heat up steel, you can't like hold it over a campfire. It needs to be a concentrated fire.
Yeah.
And those planes flew into the building, and then that fire stayed inside the building.
Yeah.
So that's a concentrated fire that's going to be hot enough to at least weaken it, and then it's going to break. Those swords break all the time, and they're just using kiln fire.
Right.
Yeah.
So
well, and also it's like weird. Thing.
I mean, Saudi Arabia did it.
Yeah. No. The thing is, there was a 9/11 conspiracy.
Yeah.
It's that these people made a conspiracy to throw planes into the towers.
Well, I just also like what irritates me is like, okay, so case studies for gigantic jetliners colliding with massive buildings. We have, like, what, exactly two of those that it was 9/11?
Yeah.
It's also when you design a building, you're thinking, like, all right, well, if we get, you know, 4,000 office units, that's X amount of revenue, and we got to have this, you know, it's got to, well, we got to be able to support an elevator. We want five elevators.
Yeah.
It's a busy space. You're not thinking, so if a Saudi Arabian coup takes place and they do fly them directly into the, if they go in the middle, we're fucked. But if it's above or below, I think we can hang. And I'll tell you why. Like, they're just not thinking about that.
Right. Well, and to go back to good old Marion's quote, you know, she compares it to just a tower on fire, which is a substantially different scenario than an impact by a plane filled with jet fuel.
Right. For one thing, most tower fires don't involve the jet fuel.
Yeah, exactly.
It's usually just a tower fire.
Yeah.
It's not like she said there was a tower where a plane got hit, you know, ran into it in Spain and it didn't go down.
Yeah.
Which wouldn't still even be like the best argument, but
I also think it's in poor taste. There's a vending machine at the memorial ground that sells jet fuel brand energy drinks.
Let's see if there's any other interesting. There's a lot of quotes in this article from different actors, but they're all pretty long.
Follow the money, guys.
Martin Sheen.
Yeah, the follow the money guy. That's Mark Ruffalo.
Ruffalo just seems like a dumb, fun guy.
He just he really just does seem like a dumb guy.
Yeah, just a happy, dumb dude.
Yeah. Good actor, dumb guy.
Yeah.
Where's Willie Nelson's?
There he is.
Here it is.
I saw those towers fall, and I've seen an implosion in Las Vegas. There's too much similarities between the two, and I saw the building fall. Didn't get him hit by nothing. So how naive are we, man? You know, how do they think we'll go for?
All right. Off the weed, Willie Nelson.
We should have been playing a nylon string guitar underneath that.
Yeah. Would have made it sound, because whenever a guy does, whenever he does the three sentences before the song, no matter what the advice is, it could just be like, well, I wrote this back in 95 when my dog passed away, and if you're going to get a dog, you should fuck him to show that you're the master of the home. And that's the only way to establish dominance in the animal community. And then you're like, well, that's sure, yeah, okay, yeah, it's southern wisdom. That's country, you can't dispute that.
So go out and check out this article. There are quotes from all of the people we mentioned.
And also, if you've ever heard...
And they're very long in a lot of cases.
And if you've ever heard a 9/11 conspiracy theory before, just imagine that being said by Martin Sheen.
Yeah.
And then that's the gist of it.
Imagine it's a movie about 9/11 conspiracy theorists.
I bet Martin Sheen would totally be in a movie about, like, the conspiracy of 9/11.
He voiced a documentary about something.
Mark.
What was it? I feel like it might have been a...
Oh, yeah. Fucking good radio.
What
typing.
Is it?
Typing.
Yeah, exactly.
I should have... That's where I should have done vamping.
Death by China. It's a...
It's a underrated wrestling flick. Where...
Who knows? Yeah. Martin Sheen. Charlie Sheen.
He choked on one keychain, and now he's just got it out for the Chinese. It's not fair.
This is one we talked about last episode. Kanye West thinks the government created AIDS to kill black people and gay people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a really common conspiracy.
Yeah, Kanye is right about some things, you know?
Yeah, this is one where I'm like, yeah, maybe. It could very well have happened.
Yeah, oh yeah. I mean, that's the good Dave Chappelle joke, you know, which has two slurs that I can't even paraphrase without it being incredibly awkward.
Yeah, I think one of the ideas is that it was a chemical weapons experiment gone wrong, which, here's the thing about our government. We've done some crazy, crazy things.
Yeah.
So when I hear stuff like that, I'm like, I don't know, man. It could be. Like
I'm always confused as like, I get like, all right, we need to test out this AIDS virus in the wild. Why do you go to Chicago and not Guatemala? Like, you have airplanes. You're the government. Like, it just doesn't make sense on that level.
Well, I think the idea is that they want to kill. They also want to.
Oh, yeah, that they would do it.
It started in Africa and migrated.
Oh, I guess I was thinking where they thought. I don't know where I got that idea. Never mind.
I just...
Because Kanye West is from Chicago.
I'm hungry.
I just don't know.
No, I guess thinking that they needed to, like, test subjects, and I guess I thought, like, well, they'd just arbitrarily pick some group of poor people. And then I was like, oh, wait, I got lost in it.
It's weird that in the middle of that exchange, I randomly just thought about how I'm maybe going to go get Chicken McNuggets after this.
Oh.
And then you said, I'm hungry. I think it's the Orgone Blaster.
Yeah.
Telling us what we all need.
I didn't know it burned so many calories.
No, that actually comes from the plastic skull.
Oh, yeah, that could be. Yeah, if it's sending
me the
McDonald's.
Diarrhea comes from the skull.
You know, it's just, I just don't think the biology backs up this theory, honestly. And AIDS doesn't just, it's not like AIDS only targets black people and gay people. Like,
well, I don't
anyone can get AIDS.
Yeah, I don't think that's what the theory is saying. I mean, I think the most believable theory, if there is one, is that it started as a thing
and then
that
it got
out of control. There's the same theory about fucking Lyme disease.
Oh, that we were racist against ticks?
No, just that, because there's this facility.
We were trying
people
to kill
getting Lyme disease forever.
No, that was when Lex Luthor of the tick universe decided he wanted to take him down. And he's like, I know what I'll do.
There's this. Have you ever heard of the Montauk Monster?
Yeah, yeah.
There is a facility across from where the Montauk Monster washed ashore.
Okay, yeah.
And it's a place where people think the government does all these crazy biological weapons experiments with animals. And one of the theories is that the strain, at least the strain of Lyme disease that's like really debilitating people right now, escaped from that facility like on accident.
So here's, like, I think the government is pretty stupid. They're dumb, like, mostly. But I don't think the government is stupid enough to test deadly biological weapons in America.
Oh, I totally disagree.
Yeah, I definitely think they could be stupid
enough. No, it's like, I really think many other places that are easier to...
Kind of what I was trying to get at, where it's like, why wouldn't you just take it to Haiti or something?
Logistically, you're trying to save money. You're only going to have so much budget money. Why make it a fucking destination project?
I feel like you would deficit spend a little to create a new super plague. Like, that does seem something you treat yourself with if you're a government.
That's what I'm thinking.
Their Jimmy Choo's. It's like, you know what? I've been a good government. I'm going to get myself a new AIDS.
Like, I would be much more...
But also, I think this is a thing you could probably look up and verify. Like, we do weird weapons testing all over the United States.
Oh, we definitely do weapons
testing. We test nuclear weapons.
Right, but that is also, I think, significantly different than biological testing, which has a lot fewer constraints on it.
But you have to do it in a lab. And you're And would you risk doing it somewhere where a government might be working with another government and they have access to your facilities?
I guess this, like, that whole the Lyme disease thing, I would be able to buy it a little bit more if they were saying that the Lyme disease testing was coming from like the place in like Norway where they keep all of the frozen diseases like from all time.
Right.
If they're saying like that's a CIA facility where they manufacture new like bioweapons, I would be able to buy that a little more because it's like that seems like the place where you would do bioweapon testing.
Yeah, that place also has to be like the Louvre for people that fuck dead bodies. So it's got to be like, oh my god, you have to go. It's beautiful. Like, if you're a real like creepy guy, that's like their fucking Smithsonian.
So this is the facility. It's all called Plum Island Animal Disease Center of New York.
That's so interesting.
And here's the thing. During the Cold War, a secret biological weapons program targeting livestock was conducted at the site. So we would test biological weapons in the United States.
One fun fact about Plum Island, I want to say.
That sounds like the brand that makes like the Ross version of Tommy Bahama shit. Like, yeah, these Plum Island board shorts.
In Silence of the Lambs, when Clarice is trying to like convince Hannibal to like help her with something, she offers him vacation, like guarded vacation time on the Plum Island Nature Reserve.
Oh yeah.
And then he's like, yeah, but that's where they do all that's where they like make all these diseases and stuff.
See?
And he's like, it was just very funny that it ended up being that specific thing that I recognized.
And if you look at even their legitimate claims about what they're doing, 40 foreign animal diseases are studied there. So it doesn't even have to be that they're working on chemical weapons. Something could just get out.
Yeah, I can understand that. It's just like super lime.
That's their version of ToyLeaks, where like, oh, dude, some guy that works at a factory in Singapore took a picture and we got Kylo Ren's new mask. It's like that, but it's like, dude, we got swine flu, but for cows now. Or whatever it is.
How do you feel about one of Kanye West's other big conspiracies? And this is a quote from a 2005 AIDS benefit concert. AIDS was a man-made disease placed in Africa, just like crack was placed in the black community to break up the Black Panthers.
Well, that's...
How do you feel about the CIA planning crack in the United States?
I think that's true, obviously.
I think it's 100%
I think there's no way that's not true.
Yeah.
That's
one of those things.
Like my buddy told me that he has a friend that slept with Quentin Tarantino, and he has a bed shaped like a foot. And I have no evidence.
But
just sounds so right and so specific. I'm like, yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, the CIA crack conspiracy. There's like...
I don't know if it was necessarily... Like, it might have been in like part of it was to break up the Black Panthers. I doubt that was the entire.
We did a whole lot to break up the Black Panthers.
We definitely did, but I'm saying like that might have just been like a positive, like one of the goals.
Yeah,
it seems like it. The crack epidemic did a lot more than just fuck with the Black Panthers.
It had a lot of goals.
Like I feel
it
like
it was an ambitious project.
It really was.
I mean, we really followed the government. Really followed the Black Panthers like white girls follow One Direction. Like, oh man, Louis Tomlinson. I mean, what a hunk.
I mean, did you see Black Klansman?
Yeah,
like the way that they talk about the white cops talk about the Panthers, and that's very interesting, I think.
Yeah,
then when, yeah,
good there's movie. There's a fantastic PBS documentary about the Black Panthers.
Yeah,
and it goes into a lot of detail about the things the government did in turn, like things that you would hear, like people would hear now and go, okay, whatever, that's some Alex Jones shit, but it's what we do as a government. We sent, like, if something's happening, the government wants to know about it, and they're gonna fucking send people to find out about it, and that can go any number of ways when that person shows up,
right?
And it's like, if you're a person on the left right now who is thinking the government is probably never gonna send people to come monitor what you're doing,
yeah,
you shouldn't be on the left.
Yeah,
you're not fucking helping,
honestly.
You need to be in the center somewhere, because you trust the government a little too fucking much.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, I got no love for the government. trust.
Why
no
not?
I know.
All that said, the minute the CIA shows up and goes, we need you for a thing, I'll be like, all right, I might do it.
For the story, you know?
Who do you need me to interview?
For the story, you can't tell anybody.
Nah.
I still can't decide. A comedian who has a show on RT.com reached out.
Oh, you
want to do the show?
What's RT.com?
Russia's, it's like the Kremlin-backed news service.
Oh,
and he's
okay.
I think he's an American comedian. He's got like this Daily Show type thing. But I'm like, do I even want to Skype with someone backed by the Kremlin?
No.
Like, I cannot fucking decide.
You got it, Adam. You owe it to yourself to do this.
I'm
going
to
have
it
so much fun getting paranoid about things happening around. Like, the water will shut off, and you'll think for a second it was Russia.
In addition to having a Kmart near where I live in Burbank, there's also a payphone. So maybe I could do it at a payphone and record the call.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
That'd be some high quality, like Mr. X.
I'm gonna have
I love the beautiful 1994 district of Burbank where we keep it all intact.
I'm going to have him meet me on a park bench while I'm reading a newspaper. I saw a guy reading a newspaper on a park bench not too long ago in LA, and I was like,
nope.
What is this espionage activity?
Yeah, get an
happening
iPad, you creep.
Yeah, come on, update it a little bit.
So, Kanye West thinks AIDS is a conspiracy. He also, remember he's got that line, I don't remember what song, but he's got a line where he says,
and I know the government administer AIDS. I guess we just see what the minister say. I heard him say, I think.
And he's also got a line about if magic can buy a cure for AIDS. Because Magic Johnson, remember, has AIDS.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Magic Johnson got a cure for AIDS, so maybe I know it's not.
Yeah.
I should know that better, but I'm not as encyclopedic with my Kanye stuff these days.
I think Magic might have a problem with the phrasing of that.
Yeah.
Considering he
probably
still lives with AIDS.
Kanye saying it in public.
I bet Magic's probably kind of like, you know, I really work hard on my diet and exercise.
Yeah, like, I'm on a drug regimen. It's a lot of work.
I mean, I'm doing fine, but it's not like I do nothing.
I'm still alive, thank you, but...
Didn't Magic Johnson say his AIDS went away?
I think, well, there's a thing where it can be, like, undetectable. Like,
yeah.
You'll see, like, my friends will tell me you'll see that on gay apps. Like, oh, like, I haven't shown...
Right,
whatever.
Like... But
it's not like it's not still an issue, I guess.
He isn't. Yeah.
He says he isn't cured.
Top result.
Right. Good. Good. He plans to go on living for a long time.
Yeah, he just is living with HIV, which is like a thing a lot of people do.
Well, I mean,
and they live long, normal, healthy lives now. Look.
How long's Big AIDS been in your pocket?
I wish they would jump in there. I need some money.
Big AIDS is always in my pocket. It's my favorite brand of gum. No, I chew Big AIDS. No, yeah, Magic Johnson and his HIV. It's really a Roz Rachel situation. Like, will they or won't they, guys? Come on.
Oh, my God.
We're waiting.
Paris Jackson thinks her father was murdered. Anytime a kid is like, my parent was murdered, I'm not going to be the one to go,
no.
Shut up, crazy.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, you're okay, that's okay.
Well, I think that headline should be Paris Jackson thinks she is an anime protagonist.
I don't think it's like complete. Is her thing that the doctor?
Well, she
because like I kind of think the doctor killed him.
Well, I mean, the doctor at least killed him through malpractice.
Yeah, like, but, so I do think he was murdered, actually.
Her thinking is that there were people who legitimately wanted him dead and conspired to murder him through the doctor,
okay.
I guess.
Okay.
Oh, it's the people that made the left glove. He did so much damage to their business model.
Oh, man,
I'm good sometimes. Ooh, I gotta just
take a breather, man.
I gotta enjoy that one.
Connor's over here taking oxygen. This is a quote from her in a Rolling Stone interview. It's a chess game. I'm trying to play the chess game the right way, and that's all I can say about that right now.
No, when she plays chess, does she play the black pieces or the white pieces? Because there's a lot. It could go either way.
I hope that she doesn't play this chess game for very long.
Yeah, I hope for her sake that she does. Like, if there is nothing there, that she doesn't get too into it, because I don't want her to be embarrassed. Like, she's already had a fucking rough life being Michael Jackson's kid.
I mean, I want her to have a happy and healthy life, and I don't want her to spend too much of her time.
I think she also
murdered.
I think her father was legitimately murdered. I don't think there needs to be much of a conspiracy beyond.
Yeah,
yeah.
But she should try. I
wouldn't blame her for wanting to get to the bottom.
She was posting these fan made photoshops of her with alive pictures of Michael to look like he was alive when she was in her 20s, present day or whatever. Yeah. And I was like, this is kind of weird and sad, but I get it. It's just oddly emotional, I guess you'd say.
I don't want her to not look for the truth if she thinks that there's a reason to think that her father was murdered. It's just when she starts saying these things like, it's chess game, I gotta play the chess game right, and all this, that's worrying talk, I think.
Yeah, I never know. When it comes to Hollywood stuff, like when Randy Quaid was like, there's a team of people that kill actors for their money, I was like, yeah, probably.
Yeah, maybe. They're just not going to come after you, Randy Quaid.
There's FBI records about Tupac getting extorted by the fucking Jewish Defense League.
Yeah.
And Suge Knight.
Or
before he died.
All that Corey Feldman pedophilia stuff where just like, I'm afraid to talk about this. Like, yeah, probably, you know?
Yeah, when are we going to get mad at Barbara Walters for shutting that interview down?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen that clip where she's you're going to ruin careers right now. Let's change the subject.
That whole Corey Feldman thing is very sad.
Very sad. We did an episode of Heart-Shaped Pod, which is our Nirvana fan podcast, about the guitar Kurt Cobain played on MTV Unplugged in this long fucking odyssey behind that. His kid gave that guitar to the man she was married to at one point. And that story came out and people were like, what an asshole trying to keep that in court, blah, blah, blah. But she did legit give it to him. It had to be checked out of a facility by her and Courtney Love before it could be given to him. And they both had to sign off on it. So it goes to court and the court sides with him and he gets to keep this guitar that Kurt Cobain played. And then about a year later, this story comes out where he's like, Courtney Love, Sam Lufty, who was Britney Spears' former manager, and an actor from the TV show. What was that fucking pro-suicide Netflix show, 12 Reasons Why, or something like that.
Yeah.
An actor from that show, he's like, they showed up at my house and forced me to give that guitar back. And they were basically, I think they were going to kidnap me and take me to the desert and murder me. And wait, sounds insane. But the police showed up. There was a friend there and they forced him out of the house. And the friend just goes out and calls the cops. And they're in this area of the Hollywood Hills where it's really windy. And if there's two cars, it's going to have a hard time passing. He blocks their exit with his car long enough for the police to show up.
Mm-hmm.
And so the police there's a police report about Francis Bean's ex-husband being in the back of this fucking SUV with these two people. Who he was like, they were going to kill me if the fucking police didn't show up.
That's, by the way, how much people hate walking in Hollywood. Is they're like, well, he blocked the way. No way I can make an escape on foot.
Well, they would have had to leave their car behind.
Yeah. Because then I'm going to be thirsty and I'll have to go to Pink Dot and it'll be $6 for a Gatorade and we'll just get caught extorting.
Yeah. So who knows?
Yeah.
Hollywood's a crazy place.
It's true.
I think this is potentially the most believable conspiracy on the list. MIA thinks the CIA developed Google and Facebook to control the flow of information. That's another one that sounds nuts, but the CIA runs the only government-funded tech industry investment firm. It was it's called InQtel, and it was founded in 1999, right as the internet was really taking off. And they're just a venture capital firm that goes out and invests in new technology on behalf of the CIA. Mm-hmm. And that's not the kind of thing where they're going to go, we put a ton of money into Facebook and you cannot believe what we're going to do to right. you motherfuckers with it.
Yeah.
But this, like, if they didn't do it specifically, like all that.
They definitely saw the phenomenon and thought, let's get in on this.
I definitely agree with. Like, I doubt that they invented Google or Facebook or
whatever.
Well,
the government, in theory, invented the internet.
Well, yeah. But,
which sort of leads to all of it.
But then when you get down into who invented Google or who invented Facebook,
NQTEL did invest in Facebook when it was.
I'm not doubting that they invested. Saying it's just I just think there's a distinction, but I agree right. that they're definitely involved with them and have a heavy hand in how that information is managed and processed and that sort of thing.
This is a quote from her. All governments are connected to Google and all governments can shift their search engines so only what they want you to see comes up. I want kids to be aware of this digital circumstance. Google and Facebook were developed by the CIA and when you're on there, you have to know that. The thing about Google being connected to all governments, she's saying it in the most tinfoil hat way possible.
That's the thing.
But we know that's true.
Right.
We know Google goes out to other governments and goes, well, how do you want it to work in your country?
No.
And if the government is like, well, we want to censor some shit, Google goes, all right.
That's the thing. And we got into this a little bit on the BOB episode, but it's like it's where you go, there's like that really fine line where you go, this is the crazy stuff that actually happens, and now we're talking about stuff that's made.
Right.
And like she is right about the first half of that, definitely. And then, it just kind of stretches credulity to then be like, and they were created by the CIA for the, it's like,
yeah.
I think the CIA is an opportunistic organization that saw these things and realized their potential early
right.
on and so invested and now uses the information. But
right.
Yeah.
But that's also kind of nitpicking, I think. Like, I mean,
I guess.
Like she's using the words she's using, but it's not that. Like, if the CIA was just, there when it was being developed and, writing shit down, that's good enough for me.
All I'm saying is I think that muddles her messaging a little bit. Like, the messaging is true, but, that part, that tagging it on with the hyperbole at the end is what will make people just dismiss it whole
right.
out of hand without thinking about the parts of it that might have actually been true.
And because she's a woman, meanwhile,
right,
B.O.B. gets his
and
whole fucking episode
on the show.
She's a woman
of color, so, it's of course, but...
You win again, patriarchy. God damn it. This is one of my favorites of all time. Terrence Howard. I can't stop talking about this since I read this article in 2015.
This quote is amazing.
Terrence Howard believes that 1 × 1 = 2 and that all of math is wrong. He has a name for this theory.
No wonder those towers fell. The architects were going off 1 × 1 = 1.
He has a theory for it called teriology,
which
don't
sounds
put
like
your
a
name
like,
in it.
That sounds like an uncle describing his barbecue sauce recipe. I cooked this up using a little teriology. Ain't that the best food yet? And you're like, it's pretty good,
this
but
is
shut
really
up.
The I just, yeah, it's
this is,
so amazing.
This is a quote. This happened when he, the story of how he came to this realization. He got into an argument while, with his professor while working toward a chemical engineering degree at Pratt Institute. And you're like, oh my God, he has a chemical engineering degree? No, he does not.
Yeah, because he got into an argument with his professor about 1 × 1.
And here comes that quote. How can it equal 1? If 1 × 1 = 1, that means that 2 is of no value because 1 times itself has no effect. 1 × 1 = 2 because the square root of 4 is 2. So what's the square root of 2, man? Should be 1, but we're told it's 2, and that cannot be. You can both ask one question. Go.
I don't have any questions.
Yeah, I think that explains it pretty well.
You're getting enough sleep, man? That might be mine.
It's just so interesting that that's just so much when really, all it would take is the professor going, well, you see, when we say 1 × 1, we mean 1 time. And that's why it equals
one. Like how you break multiplication down to a kid.
Exactly.
Where you're like, it's like addition,
it's
but
it's kind of crazy that he got it to.
So then what is 2 × 1 in his world?
Well, it's
is it
2 4? 1 time.
I don't know the teriology rules.
But
I want to know the teriology math
is
table.
Is everything times 1 actually plus 1?
I mean, there's all kinds of proofs that kind of play off the sort of semantic traditions of math where you can sort of cleverly make an argument that one equals zero, but it's false if you really look at it with a fine-tooth comb.
Yeah,
it's like,
you know,
that's
you,
like a fucking webcomic joke for nerds.
Yeah, we've but got, what this like, guy is doing is saying, numbers.
I don't know, man. One and one is just one? Well, it fucking sounds like some shit to me. Like, there's just none of that.
It is just like... The word time, he just didn't quite grasp what the word times meant in math.
And man, has he ran with it.
And he just like,
it's like that clip of William Shatner refusing to say sabotage.
Yeah.
Where there's a direct, he says, Spock, sabotage the system. And the director's like, can we do that again? But can you say the word as sabotage?
You say sabotage. I say sabotage.
And it's in Star Trek at one point.
Yeah, what are the best?
Sabotage the system.
The best Beastie Boys song, Sabotage.
Sabotage!
Sabotage.
No, y'all, it's a sabotage.
I cannot recommend this Terrence Howard profile on RollingStone.com enough. It's called Terrence Howard's Dangerous Mind.
It's something
Fuck
else.
Yeah.
It's on RollingStone.com by Eric Hedegaard. And
you know, I say go for it, Terrence Howard.
What is it about Rolling Stone that makes people so comfortable to... Well, launch into their conspiracy.
The cool,
they're allowed
the cool
to
magazine,
say fuck in
you know?
There. It's cool.
That's what like my dad thinks the counterculture is. It's, you know, like not my dad, but like a dad in like the platonic form of a dad or whatever that philosopher was.
This is another quote from that interview. This is the last century our children will ever have been taught that one times one is one, man. They won't have to grow up in ignorance. 20 years from now, they'll know that one times one equals two, man. We're about to show a new truth, that true universal math. The air horn was part of the quote. Crazy, right?
I mean, I do believe that this is the last century that our children will have been taught that one times one equals one, but I just think that's because it's the last century
we're gonna be dead,
for humanity.
Yeah.
There's no more humans.
No, like, you look at these and you're like, wouldn't it be great if this whole like myth he was trying to dispel was like, sex with a virgin doesn't cure AIDS, you know? Or just like any kind of productive one where if he's just like, you know, before you throw out that white t-shirt, try a Tide pen, you know? Like just shit like little tips.
Or what if it turns out that he's right and he's just totally reinvented math and from now on math is teriology?
Yeah, but even then we're not going to want to fix all that shit.
No,
like our system's working.
We're just
right going to
work on the fake math that works.
It'd be so great, just like
be like the new metric system where we're like,
how does he think this society exists if one times one? If everybody thinks that one times one equals one, and he's the only one who's figured out that it equals two, how does he think that anything works?
It just walks into the Large Hadron Collider. Shut it down. I know it's a 5-mile loop. It cost $1 billion, but you're wasting your time. You're looking for half atoms are wrong. First,
one of my favorite parts about that Rolling Stone interview is he takes a bunch of breaks from the interview to construct these plastic sculptures with his like ex-wife or something. Like even that part was weird. And then they string them up around his house, and these are supposed to help explain his theory. He has a fucking U.S. patent on these sculptures.
If you have to make sculptures, multiple sculptures, to prove your basic multiplication.
I also just want to say for the record, a sculpture has never clarified anything.
No.
Yeah.
There's never been any process where I'm like, well once I saw the sculpture.
Oh, it looks like a volleyball that comes apart.
But you know what? Now that I look at it,
it does make
sense. I understand that one times one is two.
Yeah, absolutely.
It looks cool. I don't know. I could be convinced of something with these images, but
I mean, it looks like one of those things that you would buy from like Brookstone. That's like a plastic ball, and then you toss it up in the air, and it changes
right.
colors.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and like a businessman would have it on his desk and think
exactly.
it makes it fun. You know,
and
I'm a cool boss. I have a dumb dumb ball.
Look at all of the fucking.
Oh my God!
Sciency talk that
Wait,
goes
I,
in
I'm building block claim. This is nuts.
It's a lot. He's got there's a bunch of claims. The building block of claim one, further including a second substrate connected to the first substrate.
Oh, and the light emitting diode.
Disposed of course.
In the first.
Well,
substrate.
I will say as a freelance writer, I've done punch up on worse. I mean, he's got some decent ideas.
So if you want to go out and Google that, it's systems and methods for enhanced building block applications on Google Patents.
He doesn't include teriology in the patent application.
No, you don't want to like.
You don't want to be like. So first of all, One times one equals two.
That makes
you gotta know this before we start this.
That makes it worse to me because he was like, I don't want to dilute this beautiful message with my branding. Because if he put Teriology all over the place, he'd be like, this is a bit. It's a joke. Yeah. This guy trying to get touchy. The fact that he didn't means he's fucking serious.
Oh, he registered Teriology with the Writers Guild so no one can turn it into a TV show later.
Oh, man, that was a real risk, dude.
All right, two more.
What am I going to call my new Terry Gilliam vehicle for ABC? I'm out of ideas.
All right, two more to get through. Dave Mustaine from Megadeth thinks Obama organized mass shootings to pass gun control.
He's not the only one. This is a
popular conspiracy?
One.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, remember when Obama came and took all our guns after those mass shootings?
I got to say, man, this is the least effective conspiracy I've ever heard of
in
my entire life.
They are not doing a good job of getting those guns.
Well, he was crying after Sandy Hook because he's like, I'm going to have to do another one. Jesus.
It's just like, the thing with most of the other conspiracy theories is that the conspiracy actually happened.
Right.
And whereas with this one, it's like, hey, Obama made all these mass shootings to pass all this strict gun control to take your guns away, and that's why I have all of these guns still, and it's easier than ever to get them.
I can't buy bumper stocks, man. Can't buy bumper stocks.
Yeah.
He took my bumper stocks.
It's bump stock.
Oh, bump stock.
You should really learn what you're talking about.
And I mean, the ones I did have are grandfathered in, and I can still keep them.
I tried to get into domestic terrorism. Turns out I just invested in a bunch of family bowling centers when I bought bumper stocks. Boom.
Yeah, you're killing it, man.
Dude, yeah, you see how the joy in my eyes?
This is Dave Mustaine on stage in Singapore in 2012. Remember when the Dixie Chicks just said, we're ashamed the president's from Texas?
And then
and people are like, you're in England!
Yeah.
Don't! Well, here he is in Singapore. My president, he's trying to pass a gun ban, so he's staging all of these murders, like the Fast and Furious thing down at the border, which Paul Walker died in L.A., whatever. The massacre in Aurora, Colorado, all the people that were killed there, and now the beautiful people at the Sikh temple near Milwaukee, Wisconsin. It is Sikh, not Sikh.
Oh, interesting.
That's
a sick-ass temple, dude.
And in an interview later, he said he was just parroting the talking points of Larry Pratt.
Yeah, of course, he was parroting talking.
The head of extremist gun group Gun Owners of America. And this is another quote. He said something about it. No one went after him, but everyone went crazy on me. It's because you're the fucking lead singer of Megadeth.
Yeah.
And not the leader of an extremist gun group,
you idiot.
We
expect him to.
Yeah.
I don't know that you can file the paperwork to start an organization, Mustaine.
I just think it's crazy to find out that he was parroting talking points. When you read it, it sounds just like every other pro-gun talking point I've ever heard.
Exactly.
I can't believe that he's parroting.
And I'm dying to know where this fucking talking point comes from. Because in that same interview where he said he was just talking about Larry Pratt's talking points, listen to this fucking quote. Look back in history at what Michelle Obama wore at his inauguration. And she had a black dress on with two red triangles. So she looked like a black widow turned upside down. So there's got to be some symbology there.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
I mean, there's got to be.
Yeah.
Once upon a time, someone wore a dress.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Hey, at least he's not calling her a man anymore. So,
yeah.
Was he doing that at one point? No, but I mean, like, that's a popular Michelle Obama conspiracy theory along the same lines.
Well,
I've not heard the Black Widow thing.
I want to know whose talking point this is.
When Barack put on that tan suit, right? Tan.
Yeah.
What's tan? The sands of Egypt. Where's our oil coming from? Do the math.
Exactly.
I bet Alex Jones has talked about a Black Widow dress before. I mean, that sounds like some Alex Jones fucking
bullshit.
Well,
he does do 9 hours of broadcasting a day,
exactly.
So I imagine it would come up.
I'm not thinking it's like hit like one
what.
Of his
what I like about
hits,
my the crazy conspiracy theories.
Oh my fucking god!
What I like about it is it's like
it doesn't
they think that they have enough time to do this evil shit and plant Easter eggs.
Yeah,
for
exactly.
real heads, you know, like. Oh, it's going to be so great when they see Howard the Duck in the fucking mushroom cloud.
They're never going to guess what this dress really means. This dress, it doesn't even look like a Black Widow. Like it's just black and red.
It just looks like a bad dress. Like,
it's actually really one of the worst dresses I've ever seen her wear.
You know, looking at it, it's not her best look.
Yeah.
But that's no crime.
And also, you can tell it's supposed to be an all red, like it's black on the outside and then red, and then she's got a black sash.
Yeah.
So it's not like it's like.
So there's got to be some symbology there.
Yeah. It does, you know what, though?
Let's figure it out.
Yeah.
You know what the sash is?
Well, they did.
Jews. All right. Now, you got your pencils?
That's literally what every fucking conspiracy theory boils down to anymore.
Pretty much.
It's so annoying.
All right. Let's talk about this last one.
Because I'd like to escape. Can we escape group some other white ethnic group? I'm Irish. I've never been scapegoated for anything. I've never had like a. The Irish are destroying fucking Chatterbait. Like, yeah, throw that one out there.
You're just like 115 years too late for that.
I know. Yeah, I can't be. Right, yeah. It's real. I got to go way out of my way to be persecuted. I got to talk to like 90-year-old dudes in the Bronx.
Jaden Smith basically thinks Wakanda is real.
Dope.
If you've seen Black Panther, you know
Wakanda
it's...
idea is that. Well,
where do you think they shot Black Panther?
Exactly, yeah. He says
the
he
streets
thinks...
of San Francisco in 1980 something.
The streets of Philadelphia.
He says he thinks a place exists on Earth where the technology surpasses anything we've been allowed to know about. This is a quote. The technology that we're currently at is not the maximum of the human capability, and that there are places in the world where their technology supersedes what we see here on a daily basis. It's made by humans, and it should be acknowledged, and it should be looked at because it could heal a lot of problems. When asked if he was referring to a real-world Wakanda, he acknowledged that he was.
See, this I actually do buy because, like, in terms of what's available to a consumer, it's all based on profitability. Like, if they could make an iPhone that probably had 2 terabytes in it, but it would just cost, like, you know, $12,000, no one would fucking buy it, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, if there's shit that they can do that just wouldn't be effective to sell on a mass scale, you think they don't just make one for fun and say, hey, let's see what we can do with this, right. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I like Jaden Smith in general. I think I like that he's so weird. And allowed to be like weird and interesting in public because he had, you know, incredibly rich and famous.
Go watch the David Blaine special where he impales his hand in front of him and Will Smith's entire family. Very fun watch.
Yeah.
He also swallows a fish in front of Woody Allen, which is great because it's just Woody Allen being a germophobic old guy who's like,
with Harrison Ford in the.
Yes.
In the orange.
Yeah.
That's classic.
Yeah. They fucking rocks.
I think we actually talked about that before.
Yeah. What this reminds me of, the idea that there might be places that are fucking with technology that we...
It's like Atlantis
theory. ...don't have access to. It's like Atlantis theory, but it's also not unlike what happened with Tesla. Not Elon Musk's Tesla,
right.
Actual Nikola Tesla.
Yeah.
Where he was working on a project. It was a project to bring electricity to households, and
right.
He had all these investors, and at one point he was like, oh yeah, this is going to be free. Like, it's going to give everyone free electricity.
Right.
And they were like,
oh,
fuck
no.
You. We're
oh,
out.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, if you read about Tesla, it like deals with obelisks and their ability to tap into some sort of energy that's around us and transmit it. And it all sounds crazy, but it's also fucking Tesla.
Yeah, but also Tesla was kind of crazy. Like, he did a lot of – he was a great inventor and did a lot of cool things.
Right.
But he also was kind
but,
of crazy.
Like, I don't necessarily think he could have built a death ray, but it's sort of like like with vaccines or something where it's like, I'm sure there were dudes going like, what the fuck are you curing polio for? You treat polio. That's
right.
Where the money is.
Yeah,
you know? And we make so much on crutches. You have no idea.
And like
the blanket market is out of control.
Oh, yeah, for just the shivering Tiny Tim children.
Links.
Yeah, they need a tattered shawl.
They all need something to cover their polio legs.
We just signed
a
distribution deal. What the fuck? You know?
There are there's so many theories about what the temples in Egypt or the pyramids in Egypt,
yeah, right, right.
What those were used for. And one of them is that it was some sort of power plant that they were able to actually generate.
Oh, the Baghdad battery? You ever see that?
Yeah.
That's interesting
because
stuff.
It's one of those things where we're like, they were fucking old, the ancient people. They didn't know anything. It's like society has been built up and destroyed.
Right.
Numerous times. We don't know what the fuck they were fucking with back then. They could have figured out electricity.
I don't know.
Why not?
I think there's lots of reasons.
Well,
why
but they were
but,
a pretty advanced
society. No, I'm
society.
Not. I'm never going to be one to doubt like the achievements of ancient peoples. I think it's,
right.
They achieved all of this stuff without the internet or libraries or anything. It's that, you know, the same kind of information that we have. And they still achieve things like the pyramids. I think it's amazing. I just don't think it needs to be a battery for it to be amazing. I think it's amazing that these people just built these tombs that are that huge.
Like the idea that it would be a battery wouldn't even be that amazing because they had batteries back then.
Yeah, but they weren't that big and sophisticated.
Right, but we might just not have ever seen the big and sophisticated ones.
But there would also be traces because in order the ancient batteries that they made used acids and things that would leave traces that no one's found.
But
really
can we get inside the pyramids like that?
Not all.
Because they have all of those fucking aqueducts and things that are like
the whole conspiracy.
This is the Bob song, B.O.B. song all over again. And I'm like, but the fucking camera didn't melt. Why did the camera melt? Boom. End of discussion.
Yeah, you know, it's just like
I do like the part of history where white guys just go, all right, we'll burn this down and we'll spend 500 years trying to refigure it out our way.
You mean Alexander the Great theory
of everything? Because you can't beat you guys won and I wanna win. So we're just gonna do it. We call it do over and we burn the library.
We gotta do an episode about the Georgia Guidestones. Because that's the creepiest thing in the fucking United States.
Which one?
It's called the Georgia Guidestones.
Oh yeah.
So that rock that says if there's more than 120,000 people, you're fucked or whatever.
It says keep society under 500,000 people, and it's got all these like rules for future generations.
That was the premise of a pretty good anime.
Oh, nice.
Gurren Lagann.
Yeah.
Anyway,
also some pretty strong thoughts on ass to mouth. They say never do it in the Georgia Guidestones.
That's also a really good anime.
So that is our episode. There's obviously lots of other celebrities who believe in conspiracy theories, but those are the fun ones to talk about. Go read that episode or article we mentioned up top if you want to read more, or just Google around. You'll find some shit.
Yeah, figure it out.
This episode's coming out early January, so patreon.com/unpops. Hopefully the world is still a thing in early January.
Knows. Yeah.
Hopefully we're all still alive.
I doubt it.
Yeah.
The last pot, the fucking, I do everything I do. I think, like, what if this was the only thing that we had of civilization and aliens?
Podcasts.
Had to reverse engineer a whole society based on me making fucking weird, like, flat earth puns.
Yeah. That would be great.
Yeah. That's
if this is the last podcast ever
happening.
Recorded, I'm fine with that.
If that's the legacy, they're just like, a lot of like skepticism and wordplay.
Or,
I don't know.
It's like the super advanced robots from the end of AI, like excavating humanity. And they're like, well, it seems that they really like talking about dick jokes and whatever a dick is.
So patreon.com/unpops. Sign up for that. Olivia, what do you got to plug?
You can follow me on Twitter at Hi There Haidar. That's HAIDAR. And then this is coming out in January. It's either out or should be out soon. You could check out a new podcast that I'm hosting with Vanessa Gritton called Lowest Common Phenomenator. We talk about trash culture that we love, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Nice. Connor, what do you got?
You can go listen to the Mean Boys podcast for more me. Can you see me at Last Unlimited in Sacramento January 4th through the 6th. I really like that club, Old Comedy Club in Old Town Sac. I always have a fun time there. And at the Madhouse in San Diego the following weekend, Friday and Saturday. So if you're in Sacramento or San Diego, come say hey. I will hang out with you.
Very nice. All right. Let's get the fuck out of here. Olivia, say goodbye.
Bye.
Connor, say goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye, everybody. We love you.